see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that's shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and that was William Vitalis singing my favorite song, Open My Eyes to the World. I let it play a little bit longer tonight because I really want to open everybody's eyes to the world and maybe play in these wonderful new energies that are on the planet since 2012. Tonight I have a very special guest, David Christopher Lewis. And David Christopher Lewis is a pretty neat guy. I don't think he knows it, but he is. He really knows about harmony and love, and he's written a book that has really touched my heart, and I don't say that too often, and it's called The Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. David is an author, a spiritual speaker, and a current day messenger. His new book, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, is available and provides a deeper understanding of this powerful energy field that we're now in. David's highly original and influential work gives keys to increasing your auric light and to accelerate your consciousness and to move from a sense of limitation to unbounded cosmic awareness and abundance. David is conducting a world book tour, I imagine it's across the country, in about 26 cities, and I'm sure that you'll find that on his website later on. He'll give you his website address. In 2004, while living in a spiritual community, David had a profound spiritual awakening. He began to receive telepathic communication from ascended masters, meant for a community of believers. David then co-founded the Hearts Center Organization, a movement for those seeking spiritual quickening and enlightenment. He also created Miru University, a modern-day mystery school. Miru University supports advanced spiritual development with teachings of the Ascended Masters revealed for today's courses, workshops, and live webinars. So get online for these live webinars because they are the top. David is teaching the top spiritual lessons in the world. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I relish this opportunity and I bless you and all of the listeners tonight and this beautiful radiance of love that I feel coming through your voice.
Well, thank you. You and I have a common master, and that's Paramahansa Yogananda-ji.
Yeah, I was born on his birthday, and mm-hmm. Of course I've got most of the books, and I've gotten the lessons, and I try to follow all of the principles that he laid out.
And I do, too. I think he's wonderful. As a matter of fact, in 1986, when I was at the top of Haleakala in Hawaii, he appeared to me. I was with two other people, and he appeared to all three of us. And he came out of the center of the crater and came up. It was an incredible experience. Incredible. So here we are with this fabulous book. What inspired you to write this book, David?
Well, really, it was the master El Morya, also known as El Morya Khan, who was the co-founder of Theosophy with Kuthumi and Joel Kuhl back in the 1870s. And he's begun a few other spiritual movements in the last 160 years or so. So he had released information quite a while ago that when we were ready for it, this book would be brought forth to kind of advance people's understanding of the aura to a new level. And so the book is somewhat esoteric in the first half, which is really his instruction in 33 chapters. And then the last half of the book is my personal life walk with God, with the masters, and my experiences relating to the aura.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, I wrote a book too. It's called Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension Workbook. And in that book, I have a picture of the new aura, the fourth layer of the aura that now has been added to mankind since 2012. And I wondered if you're aware of that.
Well, this is what we focus on the book. It's not just the human aura in terms of what most clairvoyants see as the kind of the energy that's flowing around the physical form and the emotional body.
Oh, no, it's way beyond that. Way beyond
that.
Yes,
it's the solar aura. And it's what we're evolving into, even beyond Christic consciousness, into Buddhic awareness and solar consciousness, which is like what the solar beings, the suns, the stars, manifest. And so a lot of the book is about how we can accelerate consciousness to be able to perceive at this dimensional level, to cognize in a very high frequency, kind of like if you've heard of the adept Anastasia in Russia. She has a speed of thought that's far beyond what most of mankind can perceive at. And this speed of thought allows her to see beyond the dark window of time into the future, and how we as light bearers are victorious now within the eternal now, and we can draw that energy of spirit right into the present.
And that's very true. You know, have you heard of an iodonic memory?
No, I haven't.
I was born a few years ago, back in the McCarthy era, back in the 50s, and I have an iodonic memory, which I'm wondering if it's similar, and maybe hers is a little bit more sped up, but that's what I do. I can see a sentence going into a person's head as they're speaking. And my problem in life has been interrupting people because I hear the end of the sentence before they finish saying it.
Well, I'm not that. I'm more clairaudient than clairvoyant, and my gift is more about telepathy, kind of a hearing. I have a very sensitive level of hearing. I have perfect pitch when they, you know, in fifth grade when we started.
That's great.
Yeah. So that's my gift, and I didn't really have it fully until 2004 when this mystical thing happened to me, and even up to that point, you know, I just worked on myself.
Good.
And kept working and working, and eventually God answers your prayers.
Absolutely. It may be through the back door, but he always does. He always does. So there's so many books written about the human aura. What will people learn from this book that they don't know already?
Well, one thing that's really coming to the fore now is solar gazing. And in some of the ancient civilizations on the earth, we now know that people did engage in a very high level of awareness of the sun, and they use the sun in their civilizations to have solar energy, but and also to deliver to them, because they were aware of it, the frequencies of higher consciousness that we've lost in recent tens of thousands of years. So even on Atlantis and Lemuria and Golden Age civilizations in South America and Africa, they had this knowledge, and it's been lost. So when we focus on the sun, we receive both the life-giving rays of the sun and the divine intelligence.
And of course, what's been happening, David, is that we've been having the layer of the earth damaged from our throwing trash away and everything and burning it out. And so people are afraid to go into the sun. And I've been doing, I call it sun scrying. You look into the sun for a little bit, well, not right into it, and then you look away and you look on the wall of your house, and what comes into my third eye is a movie. And the movie always shows me some sort of something that's going on in the world. It's very interesting. I call it Sun's Crying. So it's similar, is it not?
Well, we actually can, in the first hour after the sunrise, look directly at the sun. When you start with 10 seconds a day and you add 10 seconds each day, and you can go up to 45 minutes or even more. And there's a master teacher named HRM from India who came to speak to us in Bozeman, Montana. And he got to the point where he no longer needed to eat. And they've actually done studies with him in laboratories. And they have tested this to make sure he wasn't going off somewhere and eating. Mm-hmm.
It's called the nectar. It's what Buddha did.
Yeah. And his pineal gland is like 3 or 4 times larger than most people. They actually, you know, through magnetic resonance, they looked at it and they were wondering why this was. Well, it's because he's been doing solar gazing for years.
He's been using it, exercising it, just like a muscle.
Yeah, he's stimulating it. It comes into the eyes, the retina, and then it goes, you know, into the brain, into that center, which most of science doesn't really understand what its purpose is. But
can I tell you something? I'm so excited. In my workbook, I have a picture of it. I have a picture of the 8th chakra, which is 8 inches above your head, and then the 8.5 chakra, which is right behind your head where your baby spot was, and then into the occipital bones, between the two occipital bones, is the 9th chakra. And as the 9th chakra becomes activated, there's a laser light that goes through the pineal gland and the pituitary and out the third eye. And in front of the third eye, say 2 feet, is going to be your point of power. That's our new healing spot.
Cool. Well, I think a lot is coming forth now. People, especially the crystal children, the indigo children, are here, and they're teaching us. And we're learning to unlock the intuition that we've always really had in our souls that's been clouded over. And people are awakening, and they're coming into resonance with one another. And we're co-creating a beautiful new world of beauty and joy. And we're, you know, we're really turning a new leaf from the time of Pisces to Aquarius, which is an age of divine love and harmony.
Of course, the exciting thing you said is that we're creating a new world. And I really love that part. We are creating a new world, and it is slow. And that's why we feel like we're in the mix master, because we're trying to get rid of the negative and bring in the positive, and that always creates change.
Yeah, we're at the cusp of an age, and it's always, you know, karmas are being outplayed, and the powers that were, as I like to call them,
the powers that were,
are losing, you know, they're losing their foothold.
Right, and we're going to see a lot of that in the next 3 years, David.
Yeah, it's all really kind of in the shift mode right now.
You know, we're going to go to a song by Annabella Wood, who lives in my area, and she writes beautiful spiritual music. And she wrote a song called Bits and Pieces. And I love the song because it describes what we're talking about. The aura is opening up, and through bits and pieces, we're shedding our old belief system and coming into a new belief system. So let's listen to Annabella give us her message.
I'm less asleep and more awake. Fears disappear before my eyes. I no longer choose to keep them in disguise. All those things that I thought I was, none of them true. All of them false, everyone, everything. there's nothing I need to do. This cage I have built within my mind, I look out between the bars at my life, through my past, through my fears, through my lies, seeing the world from what I see inside. And now there's nothing I need to do. I just question what I think is true.
And that's Annabelle Wood giving us the message of Bits and Pieces. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight I have a wonderful guest. His name is David Christopher Lewis, and he's written a book called The Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, and I want to read something from the book. The humble inherit the highest spiritual gift. Suddenly I was enveloped in this brilliant golden light. The light was more brilliant than the light emanating from the sun, many times more powerful and radiant than the sun itself. Yet I was not blinded by it, nor was I burned by it. Instead, the light was a source of energy that embraced my being. And this was written by Ned Doherty, Fast Lane to Heaven, and this is a quote of his chapter 33. David, I'd like to talk about the electromagnetic faith fields, because that has me fascinated.
Well, you know, Jesus healed those that had faith.
That's
and
true.
Their faith, their belief, set up the matrix, the light energy around them, through which his perfect vision of their higher self, their true nature, was directed so that through instantaneously he could kind of reconnect them to their reality and allow and facilitate that perfect healing to manifest in their physical body. So we can develop electromagnetic faith fields by our acceptance first of who we are as God beings, as sons and daughters of God, as already perfect and in our higher self. And then we emulate the ascended masters by drawing down into our world, into or expanding from within ourselves, from our hearts, our true nature of perfection and love and light. And this electromagnetic field that we call the aura is essential for us to utilize because it's a tool for us. And most people just think of the aura as being kind of an out picturing of what we're thinking, feeling, and emoting, and what we're doing and what we're eating. Yeah. However, it's also a resonant field for us to use in our spiritual work, and we can expand our auras and project light into the world to accomplish miracles, to accomplish virtually anything that we can conceive of, believe in, and really accept as reality.
I totally agree. And that's part of what a distant healing is to me. What you're talking, what the great masters, what Yoganandaji would call it, is the state of being. The state of being is our perfect state, our blessed higher self state. And when the physical body can resonate or vibrate to its blessed higher self, then you come into something called the state of being. And the state of being removes anything negative, and it removes something called dis-ease, and it puts you back at ease. And it really does help us release fear. And when we can release fear, magic happens. You say magic happens. You called it miracles. I say that the body adjusts and gets rid of anything that it doesn't need, so it can erase cancer cells, it can erase multiple sclerosis, it erases anything that's manifesting and comes back into a state of perfection. The question that I have for you, David, is how can you hold that once you're done with your meditation?
Well, you rest in presence. I have a really good friend who's studied Buddhism for longer than I have, and his spiritual practice now is what he calls resting in presence. So once you reach that state, you've had the bliss state of beingness, mm-hmm. and you've entered kind of super Christic or super cosmic consciousness, to maintain it, you emanate light. You see your heart as this vibrant energy chakra, and you're emanating love and light just continuously. You wake up in the morning with joy. you feel that joy, you do your spiritual exercises, your physical exercises, and then you're just in a state of resonance and what the heart math people call coherence. So when you're cohering to your higher self, when you're in that state of beingness, then it's just about walking in your presence, and your entire day becomes a meditation or a prayer.
But David, there's so many people that can't get there. Let's help them try to get there. 5% of the people in the world can do what we are both describing. However, how do we get somebody who has discouragement, constant trials and fears, how can we help them even get there through bits and pieces?
Well, you know, I noticed on your website that you've studied with Dr. Eric Pearl, and I've read his book, The Reconnection. It's a powerful, powerful book. And you actually, just by reading the book, you can get reconnected. So people have to be reconnected. And how do they do that? Well, they have to have someone who can help them facilitate it, spiritual teachers, ascended masters, angels, guides, masters, or they really have to have someone, preferably an embodiment, who can coach them, can tutor them. This is why, you know, in past ages, they had master teachers and then disciples or chelas, and they had, in the guilds, you know, they had apprentice, the master apprentice program. Mm-hmm. It really takes someone who can work with you. And if you don't have someone like that, you know, books are helpful, but ultimately it takes more than a book. And that's why prayer is important. And
when, so it's important to find a teacher, a high-level teacher. I have been working with a lady called Amrita Nandamayi, and she lives in India. She's called the Hugging Saint. And I've been with her 25 years. And I don't know what I would do without my high teachers. The first teacher that I worked with that gave me the deep spiritual levels was Louise Hay. And I worked with Louise 5 years in the 80s. And that was extremely powerful. So yes, you do have to have a teacher. And then as you grow and understand more, you trade teachers. You go from the first one to the next one to the next one. Don't you think, David?
That's happened in my life. You know, I studied with a number of different organizations and different teachers. And you know, my primary teacher for 30 years was Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and yet she passed on, and there was no one in that organization.
My goodness.
Who had the Holy Spirit, and lo and behold, I had this mystical experience, and then I'm working directly with the Ascended Masters. So the goal is to work with the highest that you can based on your awareness. And
sometimes you know, you go beyond the teacher.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. I do not personally consider Elizabeth Clare Prophet anything. I did not care for her. However, I am glad that you found that within you. But that was there all the time. And perhaps doing the exercises that were shown to you, it opened you up to an even deeper level than where the teacher was.
Well, any true teacher desires mm-hmm. his or her disciples to go beyond them. Otherwise,
absolutely.
They're out of ego. So,
and you did go beyond her. I can tell you that. Can you talk about some practices that you discuss in the book that can help people with their daily lives?
Well, there's one little prayer in the third chapter, and it's a meditation and prayer, and it allows us to connect to the great central sun, because that's like God as we can conceive of God, as this giant being in the center of all of creation. Mm-hmm. And it's like this: I am one, I am one, I am one with the sun. I am one with the great central sun. God is here in my heart. I am one with God's heart. Light expand through my heart. Love expand through my heart. Let my aura be thine. Let my aura now shine. Oh my God, I am thine. I am truly divine. We are one. 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 We are one in the great central sun.
You know, that reminds me of the old Hopi chant.
Yeah.
It goes, Omawe kuwate, Ayano, Ayano, Ayano. We are all one under the sun forever and ever and ever.
I remember the Book of the Hopi. My mom read that when I was in eighth or ninth grade, and it was a fantastic introduction to the mysticism of the native peoples of the Southwest.
Oh, they're wonderful. I sat with the tribe in Flagstaff, Arizona. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. So how can people meditate, and how does that impact the aura?
Well, in true meditation, you enter the great silence, and you do go through stages of a deeper connection with your source, and you have to put in the time. It's not something you just turn on, you know, the first time you do it. And
no, that's true. It takes work.
It takes work. And, you know, some people give up because they can't get out of their brain. They can't stop thought. And it's important to through the breath, enter the space between the breaths where you're entering no thought, where you're in this bliss state of beingness. And then through that, go deeper and deeper or higher and higher and access the more sublime regions of light.
You call dimensions.
Yeah. And when you put in the time and you do it, you know, in the quiet of the early morning, preferably, that's what works best for me, you do begin to have these experiences which bring you great peace, great presence, and you have to shut out the world. You have to have the quietude, and you have to set aside time, you know, and the
That's
privacy.
The whole thing is taking the time to do it, right, David?
Absolutely. I mean, I did this for 30 years, you know, early in the morning for hour to 2 hours.
Yoganandaji teaches that 4 a.m. is the best time. He likes everybody up, and so does Amma. She likes us up at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. because all the electronics are shut down around you and you have a better chance of really getting out there with your energy.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it was 5 a.m. and I met a master in the physical who meditates for 2 hours from 4 to 6 in the morning, every morning, without
wow,
fail.
Wonderful. Who is that?
Well, it's a guy that came in my art gallery that I had, you know, a number of years ago, and his aura was so big that 50 feet away, I could feel it. And I didn't know who he was. And it turns out he's a Muslim. And he's traveled all over the world. He lives in Berkeley, California. I just saw him recently.
Oh, great.
And his name is Mahmoud Kadrabu. And he was born on the island of Mauritius off the south of Africa. And he's just a very humble and simple man, and yet so profound because of his love, primarily.
Well, that's great. Now, I'm known for writing the colors of the aura. I have a chart on my website, but I'd like you to discuss the colors of the aura and what they mean when you're looking at the aura.
Well, violet is one of the highest frequencies. We know this even in the rainbow. It's, you know, it's got a very high level of acceleration. So when people have a lot of purple and violet in their auras, they're typically mystics. Those who are possibly alchemists, those who are working with divine thought and are kind of the priests and priestesses of the ages. So when you see violet in the aura, take note, because that truly denotes someone who is, you know, very spiritual, typically. When people have just pure white auras, those are the true ascended being, masters, and embodiment, because they've facilitated all the seven rays back through the chrism or the prism of their Christ consciousness.
So that would be called more like a halo, what we would call a halo. People would understand that, right?
Yeah, like a halo. And you know, the golden yellow colors are often teachers, those with a high level of integrity in their thinking and wisdom and instruction and teaching. For me, green is healing. And
absolutely.
You know, and blue is faith and power and will. When you see a lot of red, typically there could be some passion there. Often athletes that are really intense in their athleticism have a fair amount of red in their auras because they have a lot of oxygenated blood and a lot of red, their red blood cells are flowing through them. And so
I always thought that if it was a bright red, that could mean anger and frustration. But if it was a deeper crimson red, that was a deep love.
Yeah, exactly. The red, the intense red is usually anger and hatred, and watch out for that. If you see black, you know, beware.
Black is colorless. So black is without color, without form. And that usually means a person is not a meditator, a constant worrier, and could be a bit negative. They are negative if it's
they are
that
negative,
black.
Yeah. I avoid people like that, like the plague. And then, you know, browns and kind of a muddy orange are not very nice. That's people who have just a lower vibration. And
yeah, well, that's depression to me. A mustard color is the beginning of depression. And to me, it's giving up faith. It's you know, getting caught down in the lower levels and giving up faith. But when you get to the browns and the blacks, then you've been in it a while, David. And you may not know how to get back out again. But you can get back out again by using vibrations, sounds, and meditation.
Absolutely. And then, you know, indigo and moving, you know, the purple indigo, those are really interesting. And there's also kind of, I've been seeing more of like a crystalline, kind of silvery.
Oh, that's the eighth chakra. That's the new chakra.
That's the new energy. And
yep.
I remember a young child who was clairvoyant said to her mom, "Look at that man," you know, pointing to me. "He has got all this like crystal. It almost looked like holes in my aura, but it wasn't holes. It was the crystal diamond frequency."
Yeah, the eighth chakra is crystal, clear quartz.
Right.
And the ninth chakra is magenta.
And we're seeing just amazing new things in some of the newer life streams that are being born now, who have either their fresh new souls or their old souls with great attainment. And they're coming to help usher in, you know, the next phase of our existence.
Okay, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're going to take a break, and then we're going to be back with David Christopher Lewis talking more about the aura and the aural fields.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out. Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com is making three books available to us. They will be released in the summer months of 2013. This three-book series, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, 2, and 3, are the culmination of 30 years of her teaching. Elizabeth has been blessed to open up her inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been an invaluable and priceless gift. She had many earthly teachers guiding her along the way, beginning with Grammy Hemphill, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada, Dr. Joseph Shore, and most of all, the living saint, Amici, known as the Hugging Saint. Her inner angels and guides have also been lively and active in sharing a part of her incarnation as well. These lessons in the three books have been from many years of experience and rewards greater than anyone can put into words. It was Meg Stettner who asked her to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of the truth that came from so many people with similar experiences. Elizabeth has continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through a catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet Earth. Learning the chakras, how to apply them, how to go into deep meditations, how to protect yourself from negativity, wrap in white light, and learning to understand the essence of energetic healing has been important to Elizabeth and is invaluable to others as well. Elizabeth has had many exciting inner experiences. Some are shared in these three books, but the best is yet to come
in her next book, which is her autobiography, Unlimited Realities. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, will be available mid-June. Book 2, mid-July. Book 3, by September. Be sure to add these valuable teachings to your library. You can get all of them at Amazon.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thanked you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for the Metaphysical Corner. Tonight's book, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, was written by David Christopher Lewis. This book was sent to me from one of my guests, and this is a book that totally impressed me. Not only does it come from the heart, but I find that this mission of writing about how to change your energy field with light and spiritual radiance is a wonderful declaration that will bring us to spiritual freedom. We all know that the aura is a subtle energy system, constantly moving, streaming, and changing. It reflects our every thought, feeling, word, and deed. In fact, this vibrant energy field says more about who we are than our physical appearance or our personality. But the aura is more than just a colorful field of energy, and it surrounds all living things. The aura is a powerful resonator, both for personal and global transformation. Advanced Study of the Human Aura offers a unique understanding of the power of the radiant aura. It shows that to create beautiful rainbow, a colorful energy field, something that's very healthy, but also supercharged with light and spiritual purpose, we must first enter into the space of being where all life is felt and embraced as sacred. We must focus on the body, mind, and spiritual, and on the truth that is there at the core of our essence, to remember that we are dynamic spiritual beings. In this fabulous work, you will learn the keys to increasing the light within your aura, from your heart outward, to bring abundant blessings to yourself and those around you. Through techniques such as exercise, meditation, prayer, solar gazing, and pranic breathing, that's deep breath work, you can learn to purify and expand your aura to accelerate the consciousness and move from a sense of limitation to an unbounded sense of cosmic awareness. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis is a wonderful book that should be on every healer's shelf. Go out and pick it up. You can get it at Amazon.com, or you can get it at David's website, www.heartscenter.org. Again, that's David Christopher Lewis, and his website is www.heartscenter.org. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and I highly recommend this book. Thank you.
I change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a real release. I am being healed. I can see the heartache in your family. They haven't changed the way they feel. Will they ever know the presence in a real release? Will you ever be revealed? No more micromanaging, no more stealing the show, no more love that is damaging. I am letting go, 'cause I know the presence when I've been revealed. I am in the flow. Say,
this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Elaine Silver singing I Am in the Flow. And may all of you be in the flow after this wonderful full moon eclipse that we had in Aries, and we've got another one coming November 3rd in Scorpio. That's going to be a pow zapper, because that one's really going to help us break away from the past and anything that is negative or harmful to us. Tonight I have as a guest David Christopher Lewis, and we are discussing the human aura, how to change your energy field with light and spiritual radiance. David, we've had a wonderful discussion tonight. I would like you to tell us about the Heart Center movement and what you're doing throughout the world.
Well, the Heart Center was formed in 2005, and the name itself was given to us, and it's a beautiful concept. It's hearts plural. In other words, many hearts. And we are heart-centered people. We call each other heart friends. We do what's called heart streaming, which is a form of meditation that we call emanation, where we send love from our hearts throughout the world in daily broadcast services. So we broadcast from a number of different places throughout the United States and the world. And I come on live, and we video stream on Tuesday mornings, in fact tomorrow morning, from 7 to 9 o'clock a.m. Mountain Time, And you can access this on our website, heartcenter.org. And we have an online university called Meru University. And it's
beautiful. What does that cover? What do you learn at that university?
All kinds of mystical New Age teachings, progressive revelation. We did a course on Eckhart Tolle's book before Oprah did it.
Well, there you go.
I actually created a little test, and the students took the test at the end. But we study a lot of mindfulness, and we're having a current course taught by the seven Archei, who are the feminine archangels of the seven rays. And we've had the third class this past Sunday, and it's ongoing for four more classes. And then next year, we're going to have about eight different classes, some taught in Chile, South America, some taught in Sweden, some taught in South Africa. So we're really excited that we have groups all over the world, and they broadcast in their cities, and it helps to anchor the light in, let's say, New York or Dallas, Texas, or Austin, Texas.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that all comes from your website?
Yeah, it's all heartcenter.org. We've just put up a brand new skin on our website, and it's beautiful. It's interactive. We have a forum. We have places for you to check out our store, our online store. And we have hundreds of products, meditations, CDs, DVDs, books. We have a beautiful prayer book of over 150 prayers that I composed, most of them, and songs. And most of what we share is free. So all of the daily heart streams that I give are free.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. Yeah. That's good work. Very, very, very good work. I know that when I worked with Louise Hay way back when, and we would put the body tables in the back of the room while she did the lecture meditation, that was all free. It was all free for the people that had AIDS, and we worked very hard. And it was beautiful, beautiful work. It certainly was heart-centered work. And to me, that was the beginning of changing the negativity into positiveness, because this was back in the 80s when everybody was just starting to get into this kind of work. I'd like you to discuss the importance of this work and how to expand it within yourself and within the world.
Well, we always begin with ourselves and continue to work on resolving all of our deep-seated issues. And you know, we're a master psychologist in the Heart Center because we're always assessing and working at deeper and deeper levels so that we can be clearer and more crystalline in our consciousness, so that what we project out into the world is pure and clear. So
hard to do that, but we keep working at it. Sure, yeah. Is a challenge, don't you think? And David, what if you're having a few bad days? Do you get somebody else to pitch in for you? You don't and work on yourself and retreat?
Well, I think we all require time of inner silence and fasting at times and doing, you know, going within. I have to do a lot of writing, so I'm not always teaching all the time, and I try to empower everyone else to come up higher and really present their gifts and talents. And I think the New Age is about empowerment. And
I do too.
And yeah, so we have a board of directors of like 13 people, or I think it's 12, and all of them take turns sharing on Mondays and Wednesdays. And sometimes I'll come in and still give a short message, but, you know,
is there anything practical that somebody could do to expand their solar reality or their solar aura? What could they do that you could leave them with?
Well, the violet energy, the violet light, the violet flame is really important in expanding our souls. And the inner work on our inner children, our inner child, is important in resolving our psychology, because when we do that, then our souls do expand. We gather back to us the soul parts that we've unfortunately disseminated around the world through anger or through karmic entanglements. So by using love, forgiveness, and joy, we can draw all of this back to ourselves, magnetize it, we become whole, and through that, we can just emanate light and love to everyone.
And that's the key right there, sending light and love to everyone. So it's been wonderful having you on tonight, David. I'd like to have you on again, and I'd like you to maybe we could plan different subjects and have you on, and we'll expand the aura, or we'll work on the energy field, or we'll work on sending light and communication to our communities or our centers, and maybe we can help people grow a little bit.
Wonderful. My next book, one of the next two books, is on alchemy. So that'll be with Saint Germain, who's a wonderful ascended master, and he is magnificent. And
yes, he is.
To share a lot of what he has to share.
That's wonderful that you can tune into him. And it's been wonderful having you. I'd like to have your website, please.
Well, we have a number of them. Heartscenter.org, no apostrophe. There's also MehruPress.org, and there's AdvancedStudiesOfTheHumanAura.com.
AdvancedStudiesOfTheHumanAura.com, and that's all one word, no spaces.
Right, it's huge.
My goodness, that's one.
But you can get the book right on the HeartCenter.org website. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble at BarnesandNoble.com. It's an ebook. You can get it on Kindle. You can also get it through Amazon.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm sure that you'll have a good response and people will be in touch. Tomorrow, you can go into the archives of Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com and you can download the discussion that we had tonight. This is Elizabeth Joyce. And David, thank you for being on with us. And I'm sure you'll be back. The next time I'm on is November 7th, and I will have Roberta from EMC Square. We're going to talk about the Sanctuary and the AIM program, energeticmatrix.com, and she'll be our next week guest. Right now, it's time for the meditation, so if you'll take your shoes off and keep a straight spine and let yourself take some deep breaths, we're going to listen to Louisa Reger, Meditate for Life's Mission. Thank you for joining us. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce at bbsradio.com. Let's find out. See you next time.
Sit comfortably in a chair, uncross your arms and legs, and remove any distraction. Allow yourself to be supported and relax. Allow the breath to begin to move you. Breathe in, close your eyes. And with your out-breath, let tension drain from the top of your head. Let it drain from your face and jaw. Relax your neck and shoulders. Your arms are getting heavy and loose. Relax your chest and your belly. Relax your hips and sink more deeply into your seat. Relax your legs and let tension drain down through your calves, through the bottom of your feet, into the floor. Let the energy and the tension go down through your body into the floor. As you sink deeper into this state of relaxation, imagine yourself in a meadow, and ahead of you is a movie screen. Walk towards it and settle down comfortably in front of it, so you can see well. There is an image coming. It's an image of you. You at a time when you were a very young child, when you were totally and fully expressive, free to be completely who you are, 100%. At that moment, you knew exactly who you were and what you wanted. You are totally in your essence. This is the most essential form of you. Watch yourself being you at your most powerful. Who are you at this moment? What are you doing? What do you long for? What do you have to say? A door somewhere near your most essential self will open, and through will come your supporters. These are people and beings that most support your purpose and will help you on your path to expressing it. Take a look as the door opens and they come in to join you. You will see some people from your life, known or unknown. You might even see spirit beings who might be in your life in some form, seen or unseen, to assist you. Let them gather around you now. Take a good look at the supporters who are gathered around you. Let them tell you how they are meant to support you, to give your dreams an expression. You can go ahead and ask these supporters what they know about your purpose in life. Ask them now if there is anything else they need to tell you at this particular time. Observe yourself fulfilling your purpose, surrounded by your supporters. Know you can always come back here to this sense of accomplishment, where you know who you are and what you are here to fulfill. You're meant to share your gifts in the world, and it's time to do so. You're ready to connect with the pieces and people that are meant to guide you. The world is waiting for you.